Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
This is, I would say, quite a bizarre episode, but also I think there are some really good bits in it. I feel good coming out on the other side of it, and that's the only thing I've really got to go on. I can't remember too much.
Agreed.
We're talking about change, moving on. We're also talking about childhood trauma a little bit. We're giving a sneaky little preview of another big conversation that we want to have about sort of men.
Oof.
Women and Oof. Relationships. Are they doomed? We don't know. But mainly this is about change. And I think it's good. Enjoy.
Wow. Take one.
Well, take two.
Take 5,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's... Can I ask?
Yeah.
What's the fear here?
First of all, context. We've just done...
Yeah. A few takes.
Two takes? But I'm just ill. That's the problem. And I feel really delirious and I feel like I've got nothing to say.
What I will say... Okay, so just to start...
Yeah.
Once again, and I have said this many a time to you today because we've done so many takes. You're looking so handsome in your merchandise.
Handsome? Yeah, every time you say handsome, what's with handsome?
I don't know. I just think it's funny.
Why am I getting handsome today? I love it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing the sweatshirt that has the tarot card on that says High Priestess with the iconic...
Goes Without Saying
pink car. That so has good. Goes Without Saying spray painted over it.
Iconic.
And you're wearing...
Like vandalizers.
Honestly, vandals.
Vandals.
Vandals. Which one are you wearing?
I'm wearing the classic, if you don't hear from me, assume the worst, hoodie, marshmallow, leave me alone, hood up, I don't want to be seen, nobody perceive me.
I love the colour of this one specifically though.
With the lime green. Lime, yeah.
It's so cool.
We're quite cool, I think.
I agree. Okay, I feel like I'm already hitting my stride in this one.
Yeah, it's just, you know what? It's just whatever we bring is the episode.
Exactly.
There's nothing else. And how many times, I feel like it's this classic thing where like every 3-4 months, there'll be some sort of episode where we kind of hit breaking point and then smash through some sort of glass ceiling.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, we kind of get a bit vandals. We get a bit like...
We just break
some new ground
over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Can I just give the context? So, yeah. And we're both ill, but it's my fault. I've made Wing ill.
Never your fault. The human condition.
I'm still so sorry for doing it. I'm ill. I've got like a terrible thing, and I think Wing's now at the beginning. A terrible thing, whatever this is. Kind of a sore throat. Actually, my sore throat is gone. It's just like a blocked nose sort of grossness now. But you're on
She's
your way into it, I think. I'm kind of hopefully on my way out.
I feel fine now, but I had a bad night with
Terrible.
It, which wasn't great.
That's what I never want to give you because I know your history with bad nights.
Boy,
and I don't want to give you any more.
No, don't be silly. I'm always up in the nights.
What do you do again? So like when you're up in the night?
I don't know.
Can't sleep routine, hit me.
Okay, it depends. Sometimes I just commit to being like, I'm awake. Rarely though. I try not to get
to that
point. What
does that look like though?
That could look like getting up.
And watching TV sort of thing.
Yeah, moving into the living room, like reading sometimes. And then I'll normally try and get back to sleep at like 7:30 for like an hour. Which is crazy.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Which is crazy. I'm thinking at the moment about really taking it quite serious. Like, I want to get a magnesium spray that you spray.
We got given
your bones.
We had these. That's so random that you bring that up, because yesterday I took 3 magnesium pills and I've never even seen these before. I saw them on top of my fridge. They're like magnesium vitamins. It said take 3 a day, and I was like, cool. And I haven't taken them since.
Today.
So random that you said
no
that.
No wonder you're feeling dazed and confused.
Also, we got given a magnesium spray.
Did we?
And I remember that it was really stingy on the skin, and it said deficient in magnesium, your skin will sting. And
okay.
It was stinging us.
Well, I saw this girl's beautiful TikTok, obviously, about all these things that she does. I think I just need to lean into the insomnia life and be like, yeah, no, yeah. this is a real thing, and like, it's not nice, whatever, blah, yeah. blah, blah. I'm actually, oh my God, like, I was so much worse previously in previous years. I feel like at the moment it will be like 2 or 3 times a week.
Oh God, that's not nice though.
It is quite often, I guess, but...
I was thinking about you. As I do often in my life, but I was thinking, God, your sleep has definitely
improved
a lot, because often I will message you in the morning and you'll be like, I slept till 9 or something like that, which that wouldn't be, or like whenever I'm at yours, we won't set the alarm till like 8:30 or 9.
Yeah, no, I try, well, especially because I know if I then wake up at like 2 or 3, if I then go back to sleep at 6, I'll be really bummed to wake up like half an
hour
later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey.
2 or 3 times a week, though, is worse than I thought. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it...
I've been making good progress.
Well, I thought it wasn't... 2 or 3 times a night to me is... That's quite an issue.
A week.
To be up all night.
For hours, yeah. It's horrific. Probably like 1:30, maybe, 2 a.m.
What does that mean? You're waking up at 1:30 or you're going to bed at 1:30?
Yeah, no, waking up at 1:30.
Until?
Oh, God. Pharmacist.
I hate to diagnose you right
My
now,
GP.
But that's not sounding
No,
sounding
it isn't
horrific.
Good. It isn't good. It isn't good. Well, this is why I'm trying to do all these things. And I do all the, like, I take it very serious.
Because also, it's the classic thing, actually, we were talking about it in an episode a few episodes ago.
Exactly.
That feeling
all I do
of,
is
like,
talk.
Talk blabber blabber
all
blabber.
I do is talk, do as I say, not as I do, guys.
Honestly, we were talking about like that feeling of getting up in the morning before you're ready to get up, and like having to shovel down some breakfast that you're not hungry for, and like that, just that feeling of having to get up in the dark, sickening. Mm-hmm. And how I don't think as a society, like, that is obviously such a normalized thing, and that is pretty much what the entire society does every single day. Mm-hmm. That is just what we all think we kind of should be doing and basically have to do.
It's what we have to do, yeah.
We literally have to do, but that is so disgusting that we've
But we're not allowed to say that it's
here.
Not nice.
But this is what I mean. There's not enough justice.
Let me
for
at least
like,
bitch
you're
and
not really
complain.
Allowed to you're not really allowed to complain about it. It seems to just be like, well, that's what life is. It's like, but it's horrible. And that gives me the same thing of like, oh, I was up since 1, but it's like, no, but that makes you ill.
It does really make you, it's cutting years off my life expectancy, I think.
It's horrible.
But I'm so much better than I was previously. Yeah. I do the things that I can do. You know, we're working through it. Ooh. I feel like I have a different relationship to it now. Like before, when I would be up all night, I would be so gutted and like annoyed at myself. And I would feel, even like in the night, I would feel the time passing and be like, you need to sleep, you fucking idiot, you need to sleep, you fucking idiot, like knowing that it's like it's getting closer and closer, like everyone's
kind of
waking
you can
up
hear the birds start
like,
singing
exactly.
Ugh. Yeah,
that's a bad fucking feeling.
That's
whereas
horrific,
now
that
if I know if I'm up in the night, I'm like,
surrender,
I'm having a bit of a sleepless night, yeah, that's okay, we can work with that. And I'll like listen to an audiobook, and I'll just have something on the go, or like, do you know what I mean? I try and make it a bit nice.
Yeah.
And I try and really get into the moment of like, my boyfriend's here, my dog is here, like here everyone is in bed.
Get cozy.
Like, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah. Do you meditate in that sort of moment as well?
Yes, I do. But the worst thing is when you're meditating to go to sleep and they kind of close off the meditation by being like, night, like they kind of think you're asleep.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
You're
and it's
wide
like...
awake.
Yeah, that's
so it's like, oh, I'm still here.
Like, now you're going to doze. softly to sleep.
And it's like, I don't think so.
I've got two more hours.
If that's you right now, God, if you're up in the night right now, sending so much love.
Oh, we're with you.
We're spooning.
We're all in there together.
We're snuggling up.
In the bed.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible feeling, though. Like,
not nice.
Yeah. Any time that I've had that, I feel like I go through phases where I'm basically a good sleeper. Thank God I'm actually...
Praise the Lord.
So grateful for that from your stories of insomnia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They do sound actually harrowing. But whenever I go through the phase...
Sorry to burden you with my story of insomnia. Harrowing. My journey.
No, genuinely though. I mean, 1 a.m, being up since 1 a.m. to 6 a.m, harrowing story.
It's not nice.
Harrowing tale.
It's not nice when it's like, oh, but I need to leave the house by 8:30.
Oh no.
It's bad. It's really, really bad.
Yeah.
I think it's the anxiety that comes with it though, because that's, I think, the thing that would trip me out before, where I'd be like, you need to be up at this time. You're going to not be able to get ready in time. You're going to be blah, blah, blah. You're going to be so tired. You're not going to be able to do your day. Like, I would have anxiety. I think it would stress me out more that I knew I was then going to have a shit day and be tired all day. So I think just being in the moment and being like, it's okay. You're struggling to get to sleep right now. Today, we'll just take it easy. Obviously, we'll do the things that we have to do and be tired and it will be fine.
Yeah.
And almost just be a bit softer on myself. It's all very internal. It's all very woo-woo, as you would expect.
No, but you have to. No, you absolutely have to.
I've got no other choice. Yeah. I'll do what I can. Yeah.
Do you know who has that? I can't remember what the name was for it, but that like sort of sleep anxiety thing. It was like something about like counting the hours sort of thing. But Jackmate, the British YouTuber from 2010 extraordinaire.
I've heard a few stories about Jackmate, actually.
But we won't go into them.
But
I've heard them.
No,
there's nothing bad. It's just some...
Well...
It's just some... tales of a 13-year-old with an idol.
Could they be bad?
It's not even...
I mean, could they be neutral?
Just he was a big character amongst the girls at my school. We didn't know him.
Sure.
Putting out there.
Okay.
But people
whatever
did love
you
him.
Say.
No, we truly didn't. We truly did not know him.
All right.
And no, we literally didn't. We were just all obsessed with him.
Okay.
And I remember listening to him on
Jackmate Defense Squad.
Honestly, I do really rate him. What podcast was he on? He was on a podcast. Was it like Diary of a CEO or something like that? Where
he was on Diary of a CEO.
Yeah, then it must
that.
Have been on that, because why the fuck am I consuming Jackmate content in this day and age?
I wouldn't put it past you.
Yeah, no. Since the Zoella advent calendar video, I haven't heard of him.
I haven't missed a beat.
That was the last I heard of him, and now I'm listening to him on Diary of a CEO. This is a few years back, but he was talking about that feeling of like, I think he had, it's like an OCD thing almost, of like going to sleep and then every single hour that passes being like, and now it's 4 hours that I'm going to get, now it's 3 hours, now it's 2 hours. And it's just like, that is harrowing.
It's not nice.
It's really not nice.
Shout out to all the single mothers out there.
Yeah. Always.
Always. There's always an undercurrent for the single mothers ongoing.
Always.
All right. So shift of gear.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about change these days? I know we've had multiple conversations about it in these previous takes, but I'm wondering if you've got any thoughts.
Where did I go wrong last time that I started to hate it?
Well, okay, can I actually say, I'll start us off by saying, we asked on the Instagram for what you wanted to hear from us next, and I will read this comment word for word.
Yeah.
Our first on the to-do list was about social media and perceptions. Harriet, I now speak directly to you. That was the vibe of that one the other day, if you remember that. Second top was... You don't remember that?
Give me more.
Social media, I called it like self-image and self-obsession.
Yes.
Brain rot vibes.
Yes.
This one we're going in with. Dealing with the guilt of not living near home / the struggle of missing family while knowing you're also doing what's right for you.
Yeah.
Lovely. Concept.
That's a tough one as well.
It is a tough one, and I think generally we're just gonna try our best to go into ideas around knowing when it's time to move on, knowing when it's, you know, something, the chapter is closing, we're getting the itch to pick up and leave, find something, you know, or is greener grass, who knows.
It's always greener grass that I think it's one of the biggest cons
in life
that
the greener grass con
The greener grass con. Can we talk yeah. about it? Scam.
Such a con. Yeah.
It's such a scam.
Con artiste.
The grass.
That grass.
That fucking gardener is scamming us
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
And is there a thing? It's like the grass is greener because it's fake. It's like, it's AstroTurf. Mm. It's not real. Mm-hmm. Like that.
The grass is greener where you water it.
The grass is greener
where you water it.
Oh, we said where you alter it. I was like, what? Sorry.
Like, where you water it. You know, I was that like, one it's not catchy. It's like, oh, you're looking at your neighbour's grass. Nice.
Because they've been watering.
Right. But it's like, but your grass could be pretty nice too if you fucking tended to it every once in a while.
Yeah. I think that's such a horrible trait, actually, that we've all kind of.
It's kind of the 7-year itch.
Oh, God. I'd never heard of this until you told me about this.
Well, I'd never heard of it until another podcast told me about it. I can't remember Jamie exactly Lang. What it was. Jamie Lang, it was famously.
The man who kissed us on both cheeks 4 times each.
Sorry to bring him up, your ex-bud.
Honestly. No, I'm always happy to bring him up. Okay, love.
Yeah. We love.
We truly do. Kind of. I've seen a lot from him on Made in Chelsea. And
I mean, I'm here for, things, I'm here for love Sophie. In, I'm here for love in general. This idea about the 7-year itch is like, guys, you know I'm going to butcher it already. You can kind of guess, but I think it's generally the idea that like men and women get married and then after 7 years, or like the baby is 7 years old now, it's like a 7-year-old child and they're like kind of not that cute anymore. They're like getting into an awkward phase and the dad is like, kind of, yeah, I'm done here. I could move on.
And have another one.
I could move somewhere on with somebody else. I'm ready to exchange for the younger model.
Oh my God. Actually,
shout out to all the newlyweds.
It's repulsive. It's actually a repulsive concept because
it's
also
a scary
concept. A lot.
And well, there's a podcast pending. It's in the works.
It
I
is
think,
in the
for
works.
Sophie and
yeah.
Wing. It's desperate. It's trying to burst out of the repertoire.
This is a preview of a conversation yet to happen.
Yet to be had.
Yeah.
But I am desperate to have it because it's something we talk about all the time. Just kind of like. In lots of ways, I'll speak for both of us, we have picked up a bias and a learned belief that relationships look a certain way, relationships particularly between men and women might look a certain way, and it's not looking too hot.
It doesn't look good
no.
from where I'm
and
sat.
The grass is dry.
Oh my God, the grass is, it's not, there's the not grass, it's just scorched desert,
it's terrible.
Scorched earth,
we're
it doesn't
in
look
Vegas.
Good.
So there's an episode, I think, more broadly coming up where we're going to speak about that more. But we've had a lot of conversations on the way that we then reaffirm that bias that we have, or like that fear of like, long term, a man will always do me wrong and leave me with a scorched desert while he can move on to the greener grass,
yeah,
etc. And we will, Sophie and I, seek out information and seek out evidence and experiences from others that continue to like
confirm that
bias. And we've had many a conversation on it. I actually
so many actually and really good conversations off the podcast. I think that's why it needs
too
to come
good
up
it's gutting,
on the
point
it needs
really.
An episode
yeah
because it's such a big theme at the moment in our conversation, but we're just not
it
we
is.
Can't well, seem to
because I liked the way
do it properly
it lit something for you that I thought, oh, I haven't seen that in a while. It kind
well,
of got you going.
I wasn't viewing that belief as a bias. I was believing it as truth, like men
yeah
will always do that, like I don't or not will always, the vast majority of them will do that. I don't trust them. The evidence that I see in this world is amazing women being fucked over by asshole mediocre sub-mediocre men. Like that is what I see
yeah
everywhere. And then you were talking about it as a bias and I was like, actually it makes a lot of sense from what I experienced as a young child for
that
me
you would seek out
like
exact-
my first thing of a relationship was a fucking disaster. And then I was like,
I mean,
that's what men do, not
literally,
or just like that's what happens to women
yeah.
if they trust men.
Yeah, we have to have a bigger yeah. conversation on
we
it.
Do
it's coming, guys.
Yeah,
I hope everyone's getting excited.
No,
everyone's
honestly,
on the edge of their
it's
seat.
A great conversation.
I know, yeah,
it,
needs
it
to
is
happen.
We just need to we
because I'm holding back here. I've got things
same
I've got
but we tried
info.
It in the studio
we did but that was
and then
much.
We thought no it's not right
it wasn't right
it wasn't right.
Speaking of early relationships and like early perceptions of relationships and stuff, when we were talking about our almost like our relationship to change and how we feel about things coming to an end and moving on and things how we feel about that. Mm. We spoke a bit about our early kind of relationships, or like early life as like kids, and how that impacts how we perceive change later on. Any thoughts?
Yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think that's entirely it, how you experience it in those kind of early years. Mm. I didn't even finish the book Attached, about attachment styles. Oh, yeah. Didn't finish it. Got the gist. I feel like you can get the gist in a summary. I don't think you need to read the whole thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was getting quite repetitive. But I love the concept that like there are certain people that are like anxiously attached, avoidant, and there are certain mm-hmm. people with like secure attachment styles. And I really think it's so relevant in terms of how you react to any kind of change. Like I would say, mm-hmm. I think I would have like an anxious attachment style mm-hmm. with some elements of avoidant, I would say as well. And I know you would say that I had an avoidant. You've told me before, but I think it's more. I think it's more anxious, but I see traits of
avoidant.
Live your
life, no judgment here.
No, but I was just interested when you said it because I was like, oh my god, I wouldn't see that for me.
But do you see it a bit after I say it? Surely,
I see it in certain
elements.
Yeah, I do see it in certain elements, but I just didn't really. I was so reading the book as identifying as anxious. And then when you were like, I think you're avoiding, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know.
And also it's kind of that thing of like, oh, I think this is the truth. And then I'm like, I think that's a bias. And it's like, oh.
It's like, okay.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
But that book kind of is just saying that like a lot of, like everything is always saying, everything is formed, like your personality is formed before the age of 2. Uh-huh. All of this stuff. And I think it is... there's so much truth in it, really. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't put 2 as the cutoff, but I would say that so many of my core beliefs were probably cemented by the age of 13.
Oh my god, yeah. I think even 13 might be
young.
Old. Yeah. It's funny about attachment styles, because I remember when we were learning about it in psychology, we were all like, no, that's a load of bollocks. And I feel like when we were younger, not me and you, but just like in my lived experience, when we were younger, learning about like psychological theories, it always seemed way more outlandish. And like, I think when I was younger personally, I'd had like an inflated sense of my own autonomy and like this kind of like hyper individualized perception of where I was coming from, where my actions came from, where my beliefs came from, because I hadn't yet got to like 25 and been like, oh no shit, it's because your parents divorced and like this happened when you were a kid. Like,
that's what I think you gave me though.
What do you mean?
I don't mean to cut
you
off.
I gave you? What, like a gift?
Well, a gift, though. I think I only really realised that in that context when you said about a bias. Like, I kind of think I was thinking, like, I've observed this. Like, I've observed this and I've come to the conclusion with my informed self of blah, 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 blah. And then when you said it was like, no, you're kind of down the
line. Isn't it funny that you think the exact same thing that happened to your mum is going to happen to you, dot, dot, dot. Isn't that a bit weird? And it's like, yeah. It's a little bit of a coincidence.
Yeah, it's, like, I just think I viewed it more as like, you can see the timeline of your history and you're actually just a tiny bit of it. And it's like, rather than it's like you have all this information, it's like actually you inherited so much.
Like,
you're less individual, less autonomous than you think in a lot of ways.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's actually which is liberating in itself.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Quite crazy.
Liberating in itself, I think. And that's why I love that conversation so much, because I could feel the gift I was giving you.
Yeah, it is a gift.
That I could feel the ground shifting slightly of like, oh, and that might be like a new thought. And I do think it's interesting. Can I give this now, or should I save it for that episode? No,
give
just one little, yeah, just one little
give
scrap.
It
it's nothing,
why would
guys.
Because
yeah,
when we get have the convo,
come
we
on.
Can use all of
we
this
can
as
feedback.
The prelude.
Yeah, so true.
Just this is the prologue.
So. I think what's interesting about when we have that conversation about like how we view relationships, how we view change, how we view even like men and women in relationships, et cetera, et cetera, our experiences are really similar. Like, our formative experiences, there are so much similarity there. Long-term relationship ends, whatever, between, you know, we're watching a breakdown of a relationship.
Yeah.
But my format is really different in that my if I'm looking at that relationship that I watched of my caregivers, I watched a woman make a huge mistake and really betray a man and move on to greener grass and fuck up the family from like a woman's perspective. And obviously there was so much like, guys, it's a complex situation.
But I
so much patriarchal,
say it's the woman's fault in that.
Well, exactly, because there's so much patriarchal mess that goes into that. But in that relationship, I didn't see a man ditching a woman and replacing her for a younger model, for example, or like I didn't see a man cheating on his wife. I saw quite the opposite. And I think that difference is interesting because my bias, I can feel, is very much like long-term relationships are doomed. Long-term relationships mean misery, and life is about being miserable. Like, that's like my deep belief. And so then when I'm living a life that doesn't affirm that belief, I find it really hard not to go about my daily life feeling a lot of like, I'm almost skeptical. I have a lot of skepticism of my life and my relationship and my happiness almost. Because I'm like, this can't be real.
Goes against the early belief.
Totally. Like, this, of course it's doomed, you idiot. Like, you couldn't possibly have a lovely life and blah, blah, blah. Right, so we'll get into it at a later date. But speaking about change and stuff, I think I had a huge fear of change. And we were kind of saying in a previous take that I'm sure won't have made it anywhere, where we were saying,
who knows? There were some good little bits.
There were some good nuggets that maybe we'll pull.
Scattered amongst the nonsense.
Honestly, thin.
Thin smattering breadcrumbs of goodness.
A teeny garnish.
Amongst a soup of nothing.
Absolutely awful.
Terrible.
Yeah, what we were saying in the previous take was more like, I grew up, I think in my earlier life, I thought I'd rather at least be in my misery and know that I'm miserable and not change it for anything else. Like, I'd rather just know that I'm not happy here, but fuck it, whatever.
At
like,
least
this
I know
is how
my
it's
level.
Supposed to be. Exactly.
And
at
almost
least
like
I know
it
where
could
I'm
be,
at.
I don't want to change it. And if I'm at 4, I could go down to a 2.
Change is
like
scary.
Not wanting to roll the dice.
Totally. And there's a risk. And then I think as I got slightly older, so from the ages of like, between the ages of 10 and 20, I would say, there were like huge risks and like huge big life changes that over like within a few years, I would say by the age of like 15, I was ready. I was like loving change. Like then 15, 16, 17, 18, I was like throwing myself into situations that I had never done before, and I didn't really think twice about it, which I also think is probably also in part just the luxury of like my youth and my that like recklessness, just the innate thing of being like, I'm young, fuck it,
yeah,
like, let's just fucking see. But I think I cemented at an early age like, a real desire for moving on.
Change.
Like I get itchy, I get like itchy and scratchy, and I need to move on to something new. And when I see something that I need to move on to, it makes me ill. You can't stop me. Like,
you need it immediately.
Need it, and I need it now.
Yeah,
and I'll do it, and like nothing can get in my way. Like, I get obsessed with the greener grass.
A new idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do, which is a great thing to have, I think.
Oh, thanks. Well,
I think it is. I think, yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
My dad used to describe that as a bias to action. I think it's like a businessy thing.
Okay.
Because he would say that he was like, you have a strong bias to action, which is like that you, rather than like talk about a thing, want to just like do the thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like as soon as the idea is there, rather than like spinning around a load of bullshit and like, mm-hmm. maybe we should do this. Or maybe it's just like, right, okay, we've had the idea.
Let's go.
Why would we not?
Why would we wait?
Why would we wait?
Why would we wait? Which I do feel like between us, there's a good balance, because I think I'm more so the one that's like, let's hold our horses. Let's maybe not.
We shift
not
it
always.
Around.
We do shift it around.
We actually were talking the other day. Sometimes, like, I feel like there are quite caricatures that you could draw of me and Wing of like
so
certain traits, stereotypical traits that we both have.
Yes.
Put
us in a box, if you will.
You could try and put us in a box. And I feel like so many ways we
could
be like...
Are you more of a Seffy? Are you more of a Wing?
Yeah, exactly. But there are so many ways that we shift, or like we act in... We're not fucking Sex and the City characters.
No,
Samantha's the sexy one. Carrie's the crazy kind of artistic one. We're not... It's not like that. Like, it really shows the nature of human beings.
Uh-huh.
That it's like, there are so many ways that we act in complete opposition. Like, what was it the other day?
We were in the studio. Even if our traits or beliefs or behaviors or like thoughts are not the stereotypical ones that you would put on Seffy and put on Wing, they're always in perfect harmony though. Like,
they're always
they balance each other out in the perfect way. Like, we will always we oppose each other really nicely. Like, I think as time goes on, I'm getting more more obsessed with the way that we have this kind of weird, like, balance.
A weird little dance we do.
Honestly, a dance with dragons.
The situation was, we were in the studios that we now use, were so fucking nice, at Acast, and I was really nervous walking around the office. I was like, I feel like we're in everyone's space, and you were like, why are you
feeling
like that?
By the way, the office was empty. It was a Monday, so
it
no one was in the office. There was literally two people upstairs.
Yeah. But I was like, we're in everyone's space, we just need to be quiet.
Like,
and you were like, well,
what,
we can make a tea, we can chill. And we were saying, like, it's so funny because I feel like the caricatures of us would be that you would be being like, we just need to be smaller, and I would be like, fuck it, let's do
let's
an
go.
Dance or whatever.
Let's vandalise this place.
Vandals. But it was completely the opposite, and I was just, it was just always interesting that you just can't predict how a human will act.
Let me try and explain myself as well. I remember us having this conversation ages ago. This is a recorded conversation that we've had. Don't know when, don't know where, don't know why even. But
yeah,
for whatever,
like most of the episodes, it's like, what?
Why did that happen?
When was that?
God knows. We were talking about, you were like, isn't it embarrassing when, for example, you're living with people and you're just kind of like on your laptop watching YouTube videos and someone walks in and you have that guilt of like, oh no, I should be doing something. I should be doing something productive, sort of thing.
This?
It must have been like
when
you were
in
living
London,
in
probably.
Yeah.
Because now I watch my YouTube videos loud and proud,
as you should. And I remember saying, cry me a river, I remember being like, because I didn't have somewhere to be safe and like live in my own space as a kid, then as I get older, like even at uni, for example, it's like you could walk into my room, honestly, on me doing pretty much anything, and I would just be quite brazen about it. Like, I would just feel, I wouldn't bat an eye, because I know that it's almost like I know what it is to not be allowed to do it. So almost like when you... Oh, it's kind of hard.
No, I do get that, but it's like...
There's just such a luxury. It's like...
It's like a reclaiming.
It's such a luxury to like be able to play a YouTube video out loud in your own house or like...
Yeah, no, I get that.
And I know you know that. Like, it's just like... It's so weird. But I do think like when we, like, for example, running around Acast, when you were like, oh my god, we shouldn't be here, and I was like, woohoo, like, it's fine.
Also, it's the weird thing of like, we shouldn't be here. It's like everyone knew we were coming, we had a slot booked.
We were
kind of invited. Like it's very much we're allowed to be there. But for some reason, it's like, but keep your voice down. Don't let them know we're here.
I think I put on a bit, not put on a show, but I'm like, it's more comfortable to me in that environment to feel confident in the space because I know we booked a slot and because I know like no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
So then I'm almost like I don't know why.
But you don't need to. That's the thing.
I think I like new environments too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I like walking into a room and not knowing anyone and it's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, stunning. I love that.
Yeah.
We also haven't spoken about, this is not really relevant to change, but relevant to just like
to me and you.
The yin and the yang.
Oh yeah.
As everything is in this life. Mm. Our big revelation about our signs.
Oh my god.
Did we have this revelation
in a museum? In Cambridge?
We had it in the museum. We went to the museum the day after the Cambridge talk.
Obviously.
And we were wandering around all the paintings.
Trying to brush up our knowledge.
Absolutely. Something astute. I was sort of frantically looking for anything of Persephone for some reason.
Found
I was like.
Crumbs, honestly.
They honestly just don't do her justice. Like, they didn't. Let me remind you, the goddess of the underworld.
Yeah, we needed you on a pedestal.
Why is every image of her,
literally,
her getting sexually assaulted? I can't stand this.
I can tell you why. But yeah. We had a revelation. And
yeah,
I'm not sure what brought it up, as usual.
Just talking about a bit of like an earth, wind and fire situation.
It really was.
We're just talking about the elements.
Yeah, I guess. And then we were saying how you're really earthy and you were like, but I see fire, even though I don't have fire for myself. And I was like, no, you do. Leo Moon, right?
Yeah, Capricorn Sun, Leo Moon.
Perfect. And I said, Capricorn Sun, Leo Moon. Guys, it's perfect. So she's Earth and Fire, right?
Yeah.
Cut two.
And you are?
Libra Sun, Pisces Moon.
Air. And water.
Water.
It's actually nuts. I can't believe we hadn't realised that before.
No, it's absurd. We were called Higher Priestess.
We were the most woo-woo astrology girls.
And we never put two and two together of like, oh, Sephi and Wing, what are the components that bring that together? It's like, oh yeah, no. Just a little bit of earth, wind, fire.
It's all of the elements.
In perfect
balance. But I love that it's our sun and our moon. Like,
yeah, it's perfect.
It's insane. It's not even like we're bringing in our risings.
What's
like
your rising, though? Libra.
Libra.
Same.
Oh my god, we're so crazy.
That's fucking
That's nuts.
No,
it's actually
cares.
A joke.
It's fucking weird.
Like, does anyone else find that a bit weird?
It is a bit weird. We're in perfect harmony.
I don't, yeah, it's exactly perfect harmony. I don't know whether, like, because I love the, like, moment of, like, that's nuts, guys. But it's like, but that does feel a bit nuts.
No, it does feel nuts. And I always think we haven't done it justice. Like, even in the museum, we kind of swept it under the rug quite quickly.
Yeah, we did.
We moved on. But I haven't really fathomed.
We have to take a moment for the fact we literally have earth, fire, water, and
air. We have
them all. And then both our risings are the same. Are
and
you
we
kidding
match?
Me?
No, we are a perfect balance.
That's
perfect
crazy.
Duo.
That's why that we do that weird balancing act, though.
Well,
I think
we do.
Of like whenever you're sad, I'm happy. Whenever I'm sad, you're happy. Like,
and kind of like preempting the other and having the right thing to say to curb and like steer.
And the biggest thing that I've realized recently.
Mm.
Every full moon, I'm ovulating. Every full moon, Wing is on her period. It's a crazy situation.
It's a crazy act of balance. It's quite cosmic. So
it's the tides.
Sorry about global warming. I think that might be us.
So, but yeah, it's also one of those things. It's like it's completely not mental, but I think.
Well, any experts out there, let us know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, please, if you're like an astrology girl, but if you're that tarot reader that we saw, maybe not you, because I didn't really believe what you were saying.
She messaged me. She's been messaging me.
What?
But I've been ignoring. I haven't opened anything. Saying like, can you do this? Can you review? Can you do this? Yeah. can you post this? Yeah, no.
What?
I've just forgot
to post.
Yeah. I'm offering this. Can you blah, blah, blah? I've ignored everything.
Like, advertise it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I just haven't opened it.
She just doesn't know how it works.
It's gone cold on her.
God. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I go in? No.
I don't know. We have had many tarot readings, so it could be up for debate. Although, yeah. Then I do say
if you're the tarot reader listening, it's not you.
It might be you.
It's not you.
The UK public have voted and decided it's not
it
you.
It might be you. Okay.
Okay. I think we're coming to some sort of natural close here.
It feels like it, yeah.
I would like to think so, yeah.
It would feel weird now to go into talking about change.
Again.
Seriously.
Jesus. You know? It would feel fucking insane.
It would feel like, God, okay, I'm having to climb out of something.
Before we go, is there anything we want to get off our chests? Thank you to all the love on the merch. I'm actually really... Yes. Oh, I saw such a weird... This is irrelevant.
No, go on.
Did you see the same thing? No.
Please do tell me, no.
I saw two...
Or maybe...
I saw two orders on the merch website, like on the back end. There were two matching orders where they'd bought like multiple things, but it's just said £0. Like everything was zero. And I'm like, have you guys hacked us? Like, I'm confused. Forgot to mention that.
To be honest, if you have managed that, you deserve them.
Good
take
for you.
Them.
Yeah, you've
take the
us.
Lot, honestly. That's take incredible. I love
you
it.
You know, the more the merrier. LimeWire it.
Honestly, also there is one thing with the merch that's really cool. We're now doing duos.
Oh yeah, okay.
For Valentine's Day, for the limited
iconic
edition
duos, some may
iconic
say.
Duos. Mm-hmm. So for the Valentine's merch, limited edition, go get it now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely iconic.
Just for Feb,
three
guys.
Amazing designs.
They're on their way out.
The what?
I said just for Feb. They're on their way out.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Got it. I was like, what? I don't know what I thought you said,
what?
But it was panicking.
What?
But you can now buy like two, like a bundle, essentially. Mm-hmm. You can get two t-shirts with your friends.
Uh-huh. You and a friend. You just
wear matching
two.
Outfits.
Yeah.
Congrats on me.
Congrats on me.
I love the You're My Crux.
Me too. I think that's cute for V-Day.
It's so cute. So if you've got different favourites, if you've got the same favourites, you can all buy, you can get matching things with your friends. So cute.
So cute. All right.
Cool.
If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Beautiful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.